And finally today.
Counting me out, but you know I win. You know that. My question is that I did. Why? You know I had business at it since I was a kid. Real talk.
The rapper known as Takeoff died earlier this week, killed in a shooting outside a Houston bowling alley. His record label said it was a stray bullet. Officials are still investigating, but the 28-year-old singer's death has left the hip-hop world in mourning. Takeoff was a member of the rap group Migos, and their innovations in the genre made them hip-hop superstars. Their style became so influential over the last decade, it was dubbed the Migos Flow. Takeoff rose to fame as a young artist, and he had his sights on the future. Here's a bit of him in 2018 talking with Complex magazine.
I want longevity. I want to stay consistent. I want to be 8, 10 years, 20 years later, you still remember my music, still be able to live on.
Yeah.
And you still remember me, you still remember all the work we put in.
To tell us more about Takeoff and the legacy he leaves behind, we're joined by NPR hip-hop staff writer Rodney Carmichael. He also hosts the NPR podcast Louder Than a Riot. Rodney, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Rodney, Takeoff reached international acclaim as part of Migos, but the group came out of the Atlanta rap scene.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and how Migos got its start?
Yeah, I mean, Migos basically started as a family trio, you know, and it was actually Takeoff who convinced his uncle Quavo to start rapping with him. Then, you know, eventually Quavo's cousin Offset joined the two of them and they got discovered by Gucci Mane. They eventually become the first act to get signed to Quality Control, which is now grown into a really powerhouse label in Atlanta, at the same time that Migos has grown into a powerhouse group. And they went on to really change the sound of rap. I mean, their song Versace is an early hit that breaks big in 2013. And, you know, this was really the era when Atlanta rappers were being denounced as mumble rap. But, you know, Migos flow was full of triplets, which basically meant they were rhyming in double time and squeezing in even more syllables into every beat. You got to be pretty nimble to pull that off. It's like the antithesis of mumble rap.
But more recently, Migos split up and Quavo and Takeoff decided to produce music on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they billed themselves as Unc and Few, you know, like short for nephew.
And uncle.
Yeah, since Takeoff really was Quavo's nephew.
Right before his death, Takeoff released an album with Quavo titled Only Built for Infinity Links. What elements of that album got you really excited for this next chapter in Takeoff's career?
I mean, I think the strength of the album, one of the strengths, is that it really gives Takeoff room to shine. You see, Takeoff, he was always really the quiet member of Migos, the least flashy of the crew. You know, if Quavo had the melodic hooks and the charisma on lock and Offset, he had the slick dance moves and a wife named Cardi B. Takeoff was always the one who was, you know, laying in the cut. But something about that consistency really helped him emerge as like the best lyricist in the group over time. And he was finally at the point where he was starting to get credit or get the credit he deserved. And really, he was coming into his own.
Migos was known for producing a lot of party starters, but this lyricism in Takeoff's raps that you were talking about could also be really introspective. Let's listen to some of the song Nothing Changed off of Takeoff and Quavo's most recent album. No letterman, I've been a veteran, do anything for a name, anything. When you start getting a little change, watch how your partners and everything change. When you step foot in that field, make sure you're strapping, make sure you got aim. My they shooting to live, I see some they shooting for fame. Nah, Takeoff there exploring the challenges of dealing with wealth and fame in a pretty introspective way. Would you say that these kinds of lyrics really set him apart?
I mean, I think a lot of things set Takeoff apart within the group. You know, he was the youngest member. He, even though all three members were always totally blinged out and known for dressing in these flamboyant over-the-top Versace shirts and whatnot, it's something about Takeoff always said working class. You know, his heart was still with the streets. And even though Migos reached the high aspirations that they really started off rapping about, Takeoff, he still really rapped first and foremost for the Trap Boys, trapping out the bando, which is how and where they started from.
Rodney, you know, fans of hip-hop have lost you know, several high-profile artists in the last couple of years, people who were really in their prime, people who were innovating. What is the impact of these deaths on fans and on the music?
Well, first off, you know, these are just tremendously sad losses. And, you know, as fans, we hurt from them. But in terms of what you're speaking about, another loss that hip-hop is feeling is kind of an unknown loss, because a lot of these artists are young innovators, people who are changing the sound of rap. We really have no idea of the impact of their loss in terms of how the genre itself might have, you know, evolved or been revolutionized by their art, you know, and by their contributions to the culture. So that part is the thing that is the hardest cost to count and in terms of rap music and where it might go from here.
So what's Takeoff's legacy?
I mean, I think his legacy is he started the greatest rap group of the last decade in an era when rap groups, which, you know, had once been the foundation of hip-hop, were really almost non-existent in the industry. And his superpower was staying true to himself, changing the game, and staying 10 toes down with his family to the very end. Foreigners change the chain, chain. Fame came with the chain, fame. You get a strike for a stain, strike. You about to crash out your lane. The umbrella out of the road was culling, and no, it came with the rain. Culling the letterman, I've been a veteran. Do anything for a name, anything.
That was NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael talking to us about the recent death of the rapper Takeoff. Rodney, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Adrian. To see my grandma, just to see my computer, can't heal all the pain. Okay.